This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A fire in Thornton, north of Denver, near the intersection of Huron Street and 84th Avenue, has prompted evacuations at Pinnacle High School and nearby businesses. I-25 remains closed in both directions from 84th Street to the Thornton exit. First responders are on the scene. The cause of the fire remains unknown. We'll bring you up-to-date information on this blaze and its impacts as we get them, both on air and at CPR.org. Coloradans may have been exposed to measles at Denver International Airport and a Littleton church last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles traveled through the airport and also attended a church service at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Sunday while infectious. Passengers who may have been exposed on the flight will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. Colorado Springs City Council voted to crack down on homelessness this week and ban car camping. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The ordinance would ban sleeping in vehicles in public spaces, like streets and parks. Someone staying in their car could face up to 10 days in jail and have their car towed. Jerron Cook spoke against the ordinance during the nearly three-hour public hearing. He's on the Central Catholic Charities Board and is the co-founder of the Fathers First Incorporated. He said he and his daughter once lived in their car.
If I'd been cited during that time, that may have just added another barrier for myself and my daughter, another charge, another label, another stigma.
The ordinance passed with a 7-2 vote. Council will consider the proposed ordinance for a final time in March. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And once again, a large fire is burning near the intersection of Huron Street and 84th Avenue in Thornton. That has prompted evacuations at Pinnacle High School and nearby businesses. CPR.org has the latest. This is CPR News in KRCC.